A heat wave is right now hitting much of the United States. We've seen temperatures above 122, maybe even much as 30 major cities around the country. But in Chicago, it's more than a heat wave that they're worried about. They're talking about a change in the weather. According to climate scientists, Chicago is on track to become a much hotter city. Its long-term forecast looks really like a scene, like I was saying, from 2012 with John Cusack. Lethal and extreme weather, blizzards, a termite invasion, even a foot and a half drop in the depth of Lake Michigan. And the Windy City wants to be prepared. Aaron Dernbaugh is the Deputy Commissioner of Chicago's Department of Environment. Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, these things that I just said, those are all true of the forecast for Chicago?
Yes, we work closely with the best scientists we could find to put forward our forecast, both in a best case and a worst case scenario, looking towards the middle of the century and here around 2100, the end of the century, and identifying different impacts related to precipitation and temperature, and then the follow-on impacts from those changes.
You're not going to lose wind, right? It'll still be the Windy City?
In fact, during our storm events, it'll probably be even more windy. We're getting many more extreme weather events. We just had yet another extreme rainstorm come through earlier this week, causing one of the largest power outages we'd seen here in the region ever.
You know, I read in your discussion with our producers that you said the summertime in Chicago is going to look more like Knoxville, Tennessee, or Baton Rouge, and in the winter it'll be more like Pittsburgh. Really?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Is that the worst case scenario?
Unfortunately, you can't just say that we're going to feel more like one part of the world or the nation. And these things migrate. We say our seasons migrate just depending on our temperature and our precipitation. And so we have to plan for all of these different eventualities. And, you know, in planning, it's really how we shape the future of our city. And so we need to take this on just as if we're planning for any other impact coming forward.
All right. So let's talk about how you're preparing for this. Let's start with your termite invasion that you expect may happen because the termites won't die off in the winter, right?
That's right. Yeah, we worked with a lot of external stakeholders when we were putting together the Climate Action Plan, which we launched in 2008. And, you know, one of the things that the trade unions came back, the construction industry came back with was, well, we need to start preparing now for termites. That's something that we see and their members were familiar with from southern states. And seeing those climates, they suggested that termites is something we need to worry about. So we're looking at aspects like our building code to prepare for that.
And how do you do that? You get rid of wood?
You just use different types of wood or wood that's been treated, and you also have to add operations and maintenance that actually treats for termites on an annual basis, especially to our existing buildings that already have wood that's exposed. So we need to add new treatment protocols.
And I understand, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, because the reason I keep asking this is because some of this seems incredible. You're not preparing in Chicago for snow days in the future, but sun days. Explain that.
Yeah.
Sun days. Two words.
Sundays or heat days in the summer is something that we haven't worked on in the past, but we realize that, you know, the answer isn't just air conditioning or something else for the heat that we're expecting. You know, we're expecting many more days above 90 or 95 degrees with heat spiking potentially to 117 degrees in the summer.
Holy cow.
And, you know, we have a history, unfortunately, of heat-related disasters in Chicago. In 95, we had a tremendous heat wave. And so while we're aware of that, we feel like we're prepared for it. So it's not there's things we can do, even though these climate changes are being planned for, there's things we can do to be prepared.
All right. Well, you're bringing these changes down even to the way that you build your roads and the kind of trees that you plant.
Right. So we've been pretty moving pretty quickly with both a green alleys and a sustainable streets program. So looking at ways to address the precipitation, the extreme rain events that we get. So using permeable concrete so water can actually filter down into the roadway, into our alleyways so it doesn't flood into backyards and basements, but also reflective surfaces that are cooler than asphalt surfaces so we don't have urban heat island or those other heat events, but also changing the trees we plant. So taking out some of the trees, not removing them, but not planting them actively that are on the southern edge of their range. So trees that you'd find more in Wisconsin or Michigan here in the Midwest, we're no longer planting those into our parks and our streets.
We're speaking with Aaron Dernbaugh. He's the Deputy Commissioner of Chicago's Department of Environment, and we're talking about how the Windy City is preparing for extreme weather of the future. You know, Aaron, you're talking about, you know, putting reflective surfaces down. I guess all those people that wear tinfoil hats aren't looking so crazy anymore. But, I mean, to this extent, does this seem, is this a hard thing to sell to the people of Chicago? Does this seem to them like you're spending money on sort of a crazy forecast?
As a city planner, we need to take on all of our different external factors, and whether it's in demographics, how people are coming to the city or living in the city or working or playing in the city, or economics, or any of these sort of future factors that we can identify. And for us, climate change and the forecast of climate change that, that the climate experts have brought us, the scientists we've worked with, you know, it's just another factor to bring in. So I think when you put it in that light, it's just smart planning for a city to be preparing for some of these factors.
And to a certain extent, I mean, we've heard about New York preparing for flooding because they're afraid that that's what's going to happen when the Arctic ice melts. There in Chicago, you're preparing for a drop in the water level in Lake Michigan.
Yeah, because of the very complicated systems that feed our Great Lakes here in the Midwest, there's actually expected to be less lake ice, which will allow more evaporation in the winter, causing a lake level drop of about a foot and a half. So we've looked at our infrastructure. We've looked at our navigation areas adjacent, you know, the rivers and the harbors that are on Lake Michigan. And there's expected to be a little bit more dredging needed, but certainly within, you know, within what we can work on.
Well, you know, we only have about a minute left, Aaron Dernbaugh, but let me just ask you, you have perhaps the best picture of what Chicago is going to be like in 10, 20, 30, 40 years. Are you still going to want to live there?
In fact, I think more people will want to live here compared to some parts of the world. I think Chicago, although, you know, there's things we need to prepare for, Chicago will be a pretty great place to live here at the end of the century.
Yeah, well, we're not going to make you name those other places that you think people are going to be escaping from in droves. Aaron Dernbaugh is the Deputy Commissioner of Chicago's Department of Environment. He's one of the people responsible for preparing Chicago for the extreme weather that has been predicted for the city. Thank you very much, Aaron.
Thank you.
They have, as let me say this again because it is kind of shocking. They're preparing for blizzards that kill hundreds of people, termite invasions, and as you heard him say, a foot and a half drop in the depth of Lake Michigan. Give us your response. Do you think we're adequately preparing ourselves for a change in our climate across the U.S.? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And another question that we have for you about not extreme weather, but extreme politics. Do you think with the unemployment rate as bad as it is, that the politicians in Washington have the right priorities in mind?
I think it's politicians in Washington doing the things they're doing. People are going to start losing hope, and then the country's really going to fall apart.
That's Chris Robinson calling us from Miami. He thinks we need to keep hope alive. That's a priority I can get behind. What do you think? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Text the word START to 69866. You can catch up on any story that you've heard by visiting our website, and you can post your comment there as well at thetakeaway.org. I'm Celeste Headley. This is The Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.